Thank you very much, Brother Brian and Brother Peter, for kind words of introduction and a kind word of prayer. It's the end of the convention, and it's sad that it went so fast, that the last portion of this convention. And I was thinking how to summarize this convention. Once I was driving here, I was thinking, okay, I'll have to be on the each discourse, make a little really good notes and everything else. But before we go into the summarizing of our convention, I think that the best summarize of the fellowship of our hearts, of edifying each other, which everyone felt, will be singing by our youngest participants of the convention. And I'll ask Charlene to lead our youngest ones to share with us this last portion of the meeting.
Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Our God, a friend, his name is Fred, and Fred's a funny guy. With a fuzzy, fuzzy body and a caterpillar head and 10 legs on each side. When people stop and stare at him, then he wrenches, smiles, and says, don't worry that I'm not the end, I got a fuzzy body. God ain't finished with me yet. Nobody knows what's going on in me. Heaven only knows and God can only see. Nobody knows what's going on in me. God ain't finished with me yet. One day Fred crawled up in a tree to get a better view. And while up there he met a bear who said, now what are you? You're not a bear, but you've got a lot of hair. And Fred just smiled and said, don't worry that I'm not the man, I got a fuzzy body. God ain't finished with me yet. Nobody knows what's going on in me. Heaven only knows and God can only see. Nobody knows what's going on in me. God ain't finished with me yet. The next day Fred crawled in the cocoon. And came out a different guy. The bear said, Fred, you're beautiful. And now can you fly high? So when you're feeling sad and blue, remember what to say. Don't worry that I'm ugly and I got a fuzzy body. God ain't finished with me yet. Nobody knows what's going on in me. Heaven only knows and God can only see. Nobody knows what's going on in me. God ain't finished with me yet.
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, perfect.
Thank you very much. I think we should also thank those who are taking care of the young ones during the whole convention. And this is a really blessed part of work for the Lord as well, to take care of those who are growing so they can grow with the Lord and they can know the truth in that age. Brethren, I mentioned before that I was thinking what would be the best way to summarize this convention. And I was thinking about taking really good notes and share it with you and summarize it somehow. But I realized that I will need a lot of time to summarize everything. Who remembers how many discourses we had on this convention? Very nice number, though. How many? More. More. 10. Very nice number. And we were blessed to have brethren from all of the North America to visit here and sharing not only discourses, but testimony and their lives. And all started on Friday. And I'll try to make it really short, because then I will need the 10 hours if I would like to be really thorough. So I'll try to make it really short, and I think the best thing is what you remembered from those discourses and what touches our lives. And I think every single discourse was said from the heart, and it will be with us. And I know that every one of us we are in those earthy vessels, but thanks to Brother Ryan, we can have those discourses refreshed on the recordings, and we can refresh them throughout the year. Everything started on Friday, once Brother Peter Mora shared a discourse. Do we remember the subject? It's about me. Oh, it's not about me. Yes, you were listening, and you are listening good. It's not about me. And that was the really good subject. It was about bringing the glory to the God, bringing the honor to the family, to His family, bringing the glory to Heavenly Father. And Brother Peter mentioned that we are like the polluted garment, that ye've been saved through faith, and not that yourselves, it is the gift of God. Nothing is from us. Apostle Paul, closer walked with the Lord, he realized he is a sinner, of whom I am a chief. That's what Apostle Paul said. And he was way greater than we are. And then Brother Peter gave us example of the flashlight in the darkness, which will especially be in my heart as a good example. For of Him, and through Him, and unto Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. And we closed the day. It was one discourse which stayed with us for overnight. Then, next day, we had a discourse about the crown of life. I don't know how to summarize this discourse. Not to repeat myself, but I think the most thing I would like to emphasize and remember is that we are in the race. And this is opposite what is we can see in the games and so on. Because if we stop to help somebody, we are actually a winner. And we are winning, we are going for that crown of life, which is crowning the life. And if we will, with God's help and Lord's help, we will be going through that battle with according to the rules, then we are hoping to get this crown at the end of our days. Brother Carlton Chandler, his discourse was entitled, Here I Am. Here I am, the vision from Isaiah, 6th chapter. Visions and purposes of those, Noah, Moses, our Lord, vision of the God, vision of truth given to His followers, fulfilling God's will. Isn't our desire to fulfill His will? We should look at the ways to recognize what is His will, and we should fulfill that, not our will. And base sacrifice, God was the first who sacrificed His Son, and we are following His footprints. The fourth discourse was given by Brother Jonathan Freer, sympathetic priests. Not like other priests which are finger-pointing, but sympathetic. We saw how the entire world is suffering. We saw actually the live picture of statistics. And it was connected live to the internet. And the number was growing, and is growing right now. We have to suffer with our Lord and be sympathetic to the world. And sufferings which are coming, we have to know they are coming, and we have to encourage each other how we should go through those sufferings and testing. And there is a reason for it. Testing of our faith. Brethren, if we are those who will be achieving that highest position, we must be tested. Let our prayer will be that we'll survive those tests, and let's help each other to achieve that and prepare ourselves to be faithful. Another next discourse was given Brother Andy Ostrich, trials great and trials small. Brethren, we have different trials. The trials are coming to all people. So we are also no different to all brethren. We should turn to the Lord for strength and guidance. And Brother Andy gave us an example of Job. And especially draw my attention how his wife was helpful for him. Instead of being encouraging, she just said, curse the God and die. And example how Satan was powerful and is still powerful and wants to destroy us. He knows that if he will prolong this term, prolong this time of choosing the church, that's the time where he can still be in power. And Brother Andy gave us a precious lesson. How should we edify each other? How should we help? And how should we act to help each other once every one of us is going through those difficult trials? Brother George Balco, my grace is sufficient for thee. Meaning of grace. What is the grace? Unearned and undeserved favor of God, which we all of us are examples of that beautiful and great grace. And we know why His grace exists. It's because of His love. And given to those who seek Him must be right condition of our heart. And we all remember by heart the verse which Brother George quoted, John 3:16. And we are so thankful that Brother George also showed us that God has planned before foundation of the world. And we know all the sayings that failing to planning is planning to fail. And how grateful we are that our God has planned before even He started the creation. And we all know that it will be great ending with the joy of the kingdom. Discourse number 7, Brother Ben Seward. Talk about Galatians. I like that discourse. Maybe I should tell you why. Sometimes, once we are studying verse by verse, and it takes weeks and months and years, and we are still in the second chapter. And I appreciate those discourses which brethren, like Brother Ben, look at the whole book of Galatians, gives us a whole picture, and gives us the look of how the letter of Galatians and what was happening, appreciating Apostle Paul's passion in this letter. And thing I somehow overlooked that Galatia was actually home of Timothy. That will stay with me too. He was talking about false teachers trying to convince Gentiles to convert to Jewish law. The law became the idol to those. And they worshiped the law instead to have the law to worship the God. And how we should be aware of those, and how should we be careful to avoid those false teachers in our lives. And there was a precious statement that God was pleased to reveal Jesus to Paul and unto us. And being sons of God, not like under the law, where they were servants, we are named Son of God. And we can call God not Master, not God, we can call Him Father. And those who have children, they know that the Father will do everything to care for his children. We are free in Christ. And we have to beware of a different kind of bondage in our lives. And it can be different for everyone. For someone may be different thing, for another different. And we should not forget the purpose of our Christian life, which is serve one another. Then Brother Adam Siwak talked to us about three aspects of consecration. In the past, I thought that talking about consecration is good for those who are at the beginning of consecration and the journey. But further I go, more need I see for discourses and subjects like that. We are proceeding and we need to be reminded of what consecration means. Loving God above anyone, even our family, doesn't mean to hate it. Doesn't mean to love them less. The God has to be above and for all. Reminded us that Jesus is head of the church. Without His will, nothing is happening, like in our body. The head has to get a command, has to allow, so the rest of the body can move this or the other way. Those three aspects of consecration was self-denial, our personality, our ego, giving up our own will, and the self-control. Number two, cross-bearing. It's a daily matter, not only on the weekends. We can see each other crosses. We cannot bear them, but we can help them on that way to bear that cross. And number three was simply following Him. Simply, but not simple. That's the different, very different words. It's not simple, but with His help and with help of brethren, of you, we can achieve it. Number nine discourse was given by Brother George Balco again. And the subject was the hour of temptation. And the points from Brother George Balco discourse I found was that every one of his followers have to be tested. There is no exception. If someone is not tested, that means there is a problem with the following him. And encouragement from Brother George that he, our Lord, wants us to complete these tasks and wants us to succeed. But we have to be tested. Required sacrifices are not flesh and blood for God, but broken spirit, broken heart, so He can use us as His tools with our broken heart, broken will. All creation of God was created mortal. Also, Satan is mortal. And that's the great thing. And he is doing everything to deceive saints. And Satan, as a snake poisoned human, thou shalt not die. That was first lie which was given. The first bad thing which happened to people, to the mankind, was lie. But we are lucky that there is antidote, which is Christ's blood. We we'll remember the snake story from Brother George, don't we? Well, I hope it will not happen to me. But that's how it is, how Satan is attacking us. Once we feel good, once we feel close to the Lord, and we feel relaxed, we have to be in the high alert during those times. And there is very strong, the strongest defense we have. Defense is a prayer, and we should pray without ceasing. And last but not least, discourse, which still ringing in our ears, was given by Brother Brad Sweeney. Let's go fishing. Very encouraging subject. And Brother Brad gave us lots of examples of fish, which was a symbol of Solomon, of wisdom of Solomon. And fishing, which was the work done by our Lord to the mankind. And his first disciples were fishermen. Fishing work during the gospel age. And it's not easy work, but very rewarding. And we are required to be a good fisherman. The net, the message of the truth, and it will constrain all kind of fish, different ones. And especially fishing in the new age, the millennial age, the net will not be broken as on the previous ones. The net will be so strong it will catch everyone, except those who will not want to be in that net. Brethren, personally for me, it was a great blessing. And I think every one of us got a lot of strength. We have to just find a way for those lessons to be with us for the rest of our lives, of the year. We don't know how long it will be. Tomorrow, for some maybe even longer. But the kingdom is close. That was the message which was passing by through even Sunday schools. It is close, brethren. And let's not forget about it, to help each other to achieve that crown, to be that fish, good fish, which will be gathered. And not forget about those who are struggling and helping them.